Ex.
Y Rommel Cajabilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajabilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa de International Radio Report.
This is Glenn Hauser. On the air since 1987, you're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of radio about radio, every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and live streaming around the globe at ckut.ca.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, May the 30th, 2021. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill at CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And this is your half-hour program of news and information about the world of radio. We thank you for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our email address is radioreport@yahoo.com. We are live streaming and archived on the CKUT website, ckut.ca. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We welcome Bill to the group this week. And our YouTube channel, if you'd like to go check out the show, usually within an hour or so after it airs live on CKUT, you can go to youtube.com/International Radio Report, and you sort of get a hybrid version of the show there with a bit of video that goes along with the audio. So you can check that out on YouTube. And we are in for a hot week here in Montreal.
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing a lot of radio and the air conditioning.
Yeah, we're actually getting heat warnings and special alerts from Environment Canada on the heat wave that's coming. So they're talking about a Humidex index of 40 on a couple of the days this coming week. So it's a good time to stay in the house if you've got air conditioning, check out the radios. We have a number of things to talk about today. In the second part of the show today, we're going to do a little feature on the Canadian International DX Club, something we don't talk a lot about on the show. So it's a little bit of a quiet week this week, so we thought we'd give you a little bit of information about the club if you're not familiar with it. So stay tuned for that in part two of today's show. We'll kick things off, though, with a story about a National Public Radio program, NPR program, called All Things Considered. And they are going to be inducted into the Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Cool.
And this comes via Radio Inc. All Things Considered, the flagship news program of NPR, will be inducted into the National Association of Broadcasters Broadcasting Hall of Fame at the 2021 NAB show. The program debuted 50 years ago on May the 3rd, 1971. For half a century, All Things Considered has engaged, educated, and entertained countless listeners about the news and culture affecting our lives while serving as a showcase for the importance of public radio, said Gordon Smith, president and CEO. It is a fitting tribute that we induct this landmark program of radio history into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame as it celebrates its 50th year on the air. Hosted by Ailsa Chang, Audie Cornish, Mary Louise Kelly, and Ari Shapiro, and on weekends by Michael Martin, ATC has been honored with some of journalism's highest honors, including the George Foster Peabody Award, the Alfred I. DuPont Columbia University Award, and the Overseas Press Club Award. The award will be presented during the NAB show welcome event on October the 11th, 2021. So this is a show that you were telling me you listened to quite a bit.
Yep, I am a big fan of All Things Considered. I've been a fan for at least, I'd say at least 15 years. It all started when I really started listening to an NPR station, like here the WVPS station in Burlington, Vermont, on 107.9. And when I was doing my tech duties, it's funny because I would go by bike to a lot of my clients, and I would actually stream one of the NPR stations listening to All Things Considered, which I found extremely educational, especially, you know, on the Canadian side of things. We sometimes see the key differences of the United States and its politics. And sometimes we have questions. Sometimes we wonder why things are the way they are. And it's probably like that the other way around. And All Things Considered made me understand a lot more about the American culture, the way of, you know, what, why is something the way it is. And it is extremely interesting. And they have very often some interesting topics that you just listen in and you start, you know, thinking, wow, okay, this is cool. And I've been a fan since then. I mean, I've learned so much about not just, you know, U.S. side of things, but because they do have international topics too. But it is definitely a program, if you enjoy and if you are interested in learning about all sorts of things that's happening around our world and in the United States, I think it is one of the best programs out there. It is definitely a must listen.
I know a lot of Americans who do the reverse. They listen to As It Happens on CBC Radio in Canada. Many people in the States I know were a little upset when a lot of the border stations, the AM CBC stations, were shut down and switched to FM because they used to listen to As It Happens on those channels on the medium wave band. But I think the programs are somewhat similar. So, you know, they're a magazine format sort of.
Absolutely.
And, as you say, they really sort of go a little more in depth into some of the stories. So it's nice to see that they're getting recognition and going into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame this year.
Absolutely.
Later in 2021. Our next story is, you know, there's a lot of specialists out there, consultants in radio, who try to talk to programmers and station managers and give them some tips on what they should do. We found this interesting story about adult contemporary radio.
Yeah, five things that matter today in adult contemporary radio. So this is by Gary Berkowitz of Radio Inc. So Gary specializes in ratings improvement for adult contemporary and classic hits radio stations. So what he says is that new music is at a low point. Right now is not the time to be aggressive with new unfamiliar songs in AC radio. Be patient, it will come back. Adult contemporary music tastes in general have changed. Upbeat and feel good is on top. Down tempo, dark sounds are out. Just when you think they're always the same, they are not. If you're running more recorded liners and sweepers than you are live talent breaks, you're on the wrong road. Radio is all about its personalities. Without them, we are a lonely jukebox. Having a positive personality is more important than ever. Does your station have a personality? If not, that is your summer project. Has your positioning message become wallpaper? It's easy to happen. Now is the time to freshen it up and make it pop. Summer is almost here. America is coming out of the darkest year and a half ever. People are feeling a renewed hope for the future. Do you have that sound? Are you helping them feel fresh and renewed? And we can ask that question with quite a few stations here in Montreal, basically.
Yeah. And I think I have the answer to it. No. Yeah, people are just, I don't know. The programmers don't seem to be willing to take a chance on things. Personalities are disappearing from radio. Here's a specialist and consultant telling you that People want personalities. They want people. You know, we've been isolated from other people for so long, the last year and a half. And I think they want those voices. They want familiarity with people on the radio. We just saw that with Terry DeMonte leaving Shome FM in Montreal, where so many of the callers were calling in, the listeners, you know, saying that they were going to miss him. They weren't talking about the music he was playing. They were talking about him as a personality and a familiar voice on the radio. So I don't know. I think this guy's, you know, got some good points here. Whether the station programmers are going to listen to him or not, hard to say.
I have an interesting story with that. While I tune the FM bands sometimes with my radios, you know, it's not like when I was a teenager and used to listen to my favorite music station and hear the greatest hits and all of that. But what you don't realize when you do that is that not only are you listening to the greatest hits, you're listening to a DJ that has a personality, and you get acquainted to that DJ. You get interested also because of that DJ. It's not just music, it's more than music. And when, so Terry DeMonte is an example on Shome, and I was tuning the bands one Sunday or Saturday, and I heard a French DJ that was very popular at my teenage years. His name is Mario Lirette. And at that time, he was on a station that I was tuning a lot, which was CKMF, which is now Énergie, I believe, 94.3. And I stopped because I recognized the voice, and it actually made me stop and listen more, because it was like, wow, he's there. He's on a different station now. It was 105.7, I think. And it brought back that radio with a personality. You're listening to a station that has someone that you know that was with you for a period of your life, listening to the radio. And it actually shows you the importance of having a voice that you can recognize and that you can actually go by, with, of course, the added bonus of listening to your favorite songs. It really, really makes a difference for a radio station.
We're seeing now, I'd say in the last even 10 years or so, radio stations really pushing, particularly the music stations, of more music, less talk, 90-minute music sweeps, you know, uninterrupted voice tracking of DJs, you know, where they're doing a 6-hour shift, but the guy's only there for, like, you know, 45 minutes, filling in the little gaps, talking for 15, 20 seconds at a time here or there. They don't tell you the names of the songs anymore in most cases of what you're listening to. So, yeah, that's really lost. And I think, you know, this guy is talking to these programmers and saying, look, you know, maybe you should start thinking about these things. And I think it would be interesting to see how the audience reacts to it. You know, for some people, it's just, you know, he used the word wallpaper in there. And for some people, that's all it is. It's just some music in the background while they're doing something else.
Yeah.
There are other people out there who really, I think, want to really listen to what's coming out of their radio. And if you have a person there to interact with you, I think it's important. And I think a lot of people would like that. Cost is the main factor, though, that I think is cutting into that. Personalities cost a lot of money, and they don't want to spend that money on those people. So let's get them off the air and just play more music, and, you know, nobody will care. So yeah. I don't know.
The difference that it makes simply your station goes from a FM radio streaming station, like listening to Spotify, for example, to a radio station that I feel good with and familiar, because there's a bond that exists with the people there.
Yep, exactly. Interesting story. We'll see if it has any impact or not on the station programmers out there. Next, we go over to France to a ham radio related story. And the headline is COVID-19 Special Events Amateur Radio Station from France. This is via the Southgate Amateur Radio News. To pay tribute to the individuals who have suffered, those who are currently suffering, or have passed away as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, look for the special event call sign, Tango Mike 57 Charlie Oscar Victor, to be used between June the 15th and June the 29th. They also pay tribute to the caregivers who, with strength and courage, do an extraordinary job saving lives every day throughout the world. The French ham operators that will be running this station are mentioned. Denis F1PHB, Jean-Jacques F4HEI, Sébastien F5BQU, Michel Fox 5PPG, Pascal Fox 5 Tango Lima Zulu, and Andre Fox 6 Bravo Golf Hotel. So I guess they will be all over the HF bands. You can check for them between the 15th and the 29th of June. The call sign again will be Tango Mike 57 Charlie Oscar Victor.
That sounds quite fun to try and tune in. You know, special event stations are always cool. So this week, what did happen with our son? Well, we had a rather quiet week. We had a little bit of geomagnetic storming, minor storm, because there was a coronal mass ejection that actually stirred up the geomagnetic field a little bit. But overall, it was rather quiet. We have two sunspot groups on the sun, 2829 and 2827. They are actually sending out and crackling with C flares. So maybe we should keep an eye in case activity picks up a little more. But it's rather quiet, and the K index stays very low at 1, which means that propagation should be pretty much at its best. There's a coronal hole that could actually have some solar wind reaching the Earth around June 8th. So that's something to check for unsettled conditions. But overall, things are rather quiet. Solar flux hovering at around 70, between 76 and 80, depending on the activity, which is nice. It actually does improve a little bit on the propagation. Radio New Zealand, 13840, coming in quite well. 20-meter band, if you're in North America and Europe, 20-meter band has been this week and probably in the next few weeks almost a 24-hour band. Lots of stations, even at, you know, midnight, because we got to remember that the North Pole is in sunlight 24 hours. So some stations are taking advantage of that propagation to make contacts from Europe to North America, for example, in the middle of the night. So you know what? You need to take out that radio and tune and listen to what's out there.
This is George Zeller of Cleveland. Listen to the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We thought we would talk a little bit about our Canadian National Radio Club.
Yes.
A lot of people, when I tell them I belong to a radio club, they kind of think, oh, that must be ham radio or something like that. And when you tell them it isn't, then they're really puzzled. They wonder, well, what do you need a club for radio for? Mm. Well, radio clubs have been around forever, it seems. I think one of the oldest is the National Radio Club, which started, I think, back in 1932 or something like that. And it's a place for fans of radio to gather, whether you listen to AM stations, FM, shortwave, whatever. Our club, the Canadian International DX Club, has been around since 1962. We're a little bit different than the other clubs. A lot of the other clubs specialize in particular aspects of radio monitoring, whereas CIDX is classified as a general coverage radio club. As I said, we started in 1962. It was based in Winnipeg at the beginning. It moved from Winnipeg to Edmonton. And now we sort of have two head offices. We have our eastern office here in Montreal and our western office out in Sherwood Park, Alberta. And it's a not-for-profit organization. It's all volunteer staffed. And we have members across Canada, into the United States, and some members elsewhere around the world. So we thought we'd tell you a little bit about the club today. I won't go into a lot of detail. We encourage you, though, to get in touch with us and find out a little more about the club. It's open to anybody, wherever you may be. You don't have to be Canadian. And the club doesn't only focus on Canada. We cover radio-related information from around the world. So it's got something in it for everybody, I think. So before we forget, we'll tell you how to get in touch with us, and you can get a sample. We put out a bulletin every month. It's a bulletin that can range anywhere from 60 to, I think we've gone over 100 pages sometimes a month. Comes out monthly. It's called Messenger, and it's in a nice PDF, and you can receive it if you are a member of the club. You can get a free sample copy of the bulletin, though. We just issued our June edition this week. And you can get a copy of that. Just send an email to cidxclub@yahoo.com. That's cidxclub@yahoo.com. You can check our webpage, cidx.ca, which will tell you a whole lot more about what our club covers, and the membership dues and information. All of that is on the page as well. So, Gilles, you are doing one of the columns in the bulletin. And that is our utility column, which hasn't been around for a while. You started it, what, a couple of years now, I guess?
About 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was one aspect of the club bulletin that was missing. And it's not the only one. If you do become a member and you're interested, you want to talk about your own passion of some topic that maybe is not in the bulletin, by the way. You know, you can actually let us know. I'd be interested in doing a column on something also. It could be interesting because the more we have diversified topics, the better the Messenger is. And actually, it's already pretty good. And I always tell everybody how the Messenger for a club bulletin is probably one of the most professional-made bulletins out there. And it is, you know, the world of utilities. I'm happy to do it. This month, we focus on some signals from Russia, for example. That gives you an example. You know, when we say it's not just for Canadians, well, you know, if you live in Europe and you're a member, you might have even more chances of listening to some of these signals I just talked about in my column. And that means there's something for everybody, and there's something for the newbie. So, you know, if you start in the hobby, there's a radio basics column. And there's something even for an experienced DXer that thinks he knows it all. And usually when we know it all, we start reading a bulletin like The Messenger and we learn things.
Yeah, we've really tried to change the focus of our bulletin as well into making it more educational, more informative for people to get them involved into new things within the radio hobby. Shortwave is there for sure. We have our logbook column of what people have been hearing on shortwave. We have a couple other columns that give you tips on where to find station schedules and frequencies and things like that. But we've tried to expand it, and we've added a lot of new things recently. The radio basics column that Brian Penny does is aimed at new novices in the radio hobby, but also some things that you may have forgotten about, even though you've been at it a long time. So we've got that in there. For the QSL hunters, we've got the very interesting column, which is our QSL feature that Mickey Delmage takes care of. Broadcast band medium wave DXing is really, really popular. Nigel Pimblett handles that column for us. We have a pirate column, which Chris Lobdell does. It's called Free Radio Scene. Glenn Hauser is part of our bulletin as well. He has the World of Radio feature, and the DX program guide gives you all the latest schedules of where the DX programs are. Another thing we added just last year is something called Not Just Listening. And radio isn't just about listening, but sometimes it's about reading things about radio, watching things about radio. This month, for example, we have three documentaries, which you can find online from the National Film Board of Canada, that all have radio as a theme. Okay, the Not Just Listening column really shows you that it's not just listening, there are things that you can look at and read and watch to help you out with your radio hobby as well. We've got a podcast column. We have a technical column. We have a unique column that other radio clubs don't seem to talk about, and that's ham radio. Yeah. Eric Cottrell has recently taken over that column, so a lot of information about ham radio. Then we have the news and notes and what's news, which is information about articles, stories, late-breaking information going on in the world of radio. So you can see that there's really something for everybody, I think, in the bulletin.
Yep.
We have a propagation report from Ottawa on the forecast and what's happened over the last month. This month we have a really unique cover. When I saw your column about utility stations in Russia, it made me think of the long-lost Radio Moscow.
Oh, so yeah.
We did a nice cover feature on Radio Moscow and its other versions, Voice of Russia, and then the Sputnik Radio Now. And I had to put a picture in there of Vladimir Posner, probably the most famous announcer that we used to hear on Radio Moscow.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so this month is 73 pages. We invite you to write to us and get a copy of it, a sample copy. And our membership fees, you'll have all the information. It's very inexpensive. And we're going to be celebrating our 60th anniversary next year in 2022.
Cool.
So we encourage you to write to us, cidxclub@yahoo.com, if you'd like a copy of the bulletin. And our webpage is cidx.ca.
And it makes you part of a gang of radio. We always say how radio listening is a solitary hobby where you're not alone and joining a club. Not only do you have the messenger, but you're part of a gang of radio fans that enjoy every aspect of radio.
And we have Zoom meetings going on now, too,
yes.
Something we just started a few months back. Once a month, we get together on Zoom, and that's been a lot of fun. We've got to meet a lot of people who have been members for a long time and some new members, and getting them together on a Saturday afternoon. And usually we run for about 2.5-3 hours of interesting talk and interaction between the members. So it's a lot of fun. The information about the meetings for members is in the bulletin as well. All right, so that's CIDX. We hope to hear from you about that, and we'll be happy to send along a sample bulletin to you. So we wrap up today with the upcoming ham radio contest. And, Gilles, we only have one of them.
Yes, we do have only one. It's the ARRL June VHF contest. And it goes on from 18 Zulu, June 12th, to 0259 Zulu, June 14th. Sponsored by the American Radio Relay League. Contest objectives for amateurs in the U.S. and Canada and possessions. To work as many amateur stations in many different 2 degrees by 1 degree Maidenhead grid squares as possible, using authorized frequencies above 50 megahertz. Stations outside the U.S. and Canada and the possessions may only work stations in the U.S. and its possessions and Canada. Modes, all legal modes are permitted. So CW, SSB, phone are the most common, but MSK 144, FT8, and FM only are gaining popularity. Other popular modes include PSK31, FSK441, and JT65. So this is pretty cool. It's one of those contests that is interesting. VHF it's line of sight for the most part, but you'd be surprised. Sometimes in the 6 meter part, 50 megahertz, you could be very surprised at the distance of stations you can hear if propagation's right.
Yeah, I actually worked this contest a couple times on FM mode on 2 meters, and using the simplex frequencies. And if you got a decent antenna and got some clearance, you'd be surprised how many contacts you could make on 2 meter FM only. So a little something for everybody there in that contest coming up next weekend.
This is going to be perfect to test my new discount antenna.
There you go. I'll see if I can work you direct, or you can hear me direct.
Oh, yeah,
we'll try that out.
That should work. That could work, actually. It would be surprising.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. All right, that is going to do it for us this week. We thank you for joining us. You can reach us, radioreport@yahoo.com. And do check us out if you missed the show on the CKUT archives or on our YouTube channel. International Radio Report, and as well our Facebook group, also International Radio Report. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you again next Sunday with the next edition of our show on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
This is Radio Moscow World Service. The news, read by Maria Dudina. First, the headlines. Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and Brazil's President José Sarney have signed in the Kremlin a declaration on principles of interaction for peace and international cooperation. The Special Political Committee of the United Nations General Assembly has begun discussing international cooperation.
We're live. Yeah. Top of the plaza. We're live. Yeah.
Jean Couteau, 6835 Rue Saint-Hubert, June 4th to the 8th.
You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in, and you shake it all about. You do the vamachara and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in.
Presented by Undefined Radio.
Suoni per il popolo.
E se chiarte.
That's what it's all about.